share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Yesterday, the 28th of February, the Member of Parliament for Batu, P. Prabhakaran, in a statement yesterday demanded answers from the government after allegations surfaced that the missing Federal Territories Deputy Minister has been in New Zealand since the 23rd of December 2020. Today, the 1st of March, Deputy Minister of Federal Territories, Edmund Santhara Kumar, took to his Facebook page to clarify why he went to New Zealand following allegations that questioned the deputy on his whereabouts between the period of the 24th of December and the 9th of January. In his media statement, the official said, "I, the Deputy Minister of Federal Territories, applied for leave for 55 working days and received the approval from the Prime Minister through a letter on the 3rd of December 2020. After ensuring every procedure was obeyed and all approvals were obtained, I went overseas on the 23rd of December after attending a meeting and underwent quarantine in New Zealand on the 24th of December 2020 until the 9th of January 2021. He followed up by saying that his reason for leaving the country was to visit his kids in New Zealand, particularly his son who is furthering his studies in law. Aside from that, as a responsible father, I have to meet my 9-year-old son to fulfill my responsibility as a father, as it has almost been a year since we last saw each other." He added that he previously missed his 9-year-old's Holy Communion ceremony as he was always busy with work as a deputy minister and member of parliament. He also made the trip to visit his wife who was undergoing health issues. Previously, several reports accused the deputy minister of leaving the country during the MCO. Batu MP, P. Prabhakaran, also asked for an explanation regarding Santhara's whereabouts following the reports which said that he had been in the country since December last year. It was said that the deputy minister, Edmund Santhara Kumar, had allegedly travelled to New Zealand to rejoin his family for Christmas and did not return to Malaysia ever since. What do you guys think of this? Also read, missing, FT Dep Minister allegedly been in New Zealand since December 2020, MP demands answers. Source, Malaysia Post. Source, UPPRE. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.